Is it on?
No.
Well, we've been on the study of looking at the cast of the book of Proverbs, and we went and looked through the simple one. Who's here? I won't use you tonight. But we also looked at last time the prudent guide. Okay, and so tonight we're going to look at the next cast, the next character, the scorner. I'm going to try to be quick tonight. Give you enough time to not be afraid to ask for prayer requests. Okay, last time was a bit of a awkward silence there. I don't know if I went too long. I probably did, but Book of Proverbs, and I'm going to introduce to you the character called the scorner. Now, I just want to give you a little bit of a disclaimer as we go through this, and of course, as we look at these lessons, these aren't to label us. I know, like in the world of psychology, it's not a good thing. You start learning about yourselves, like, oh, I'm that, and so I can't change, and so that's me, that's just who I am, right? And as we go through this and go through the characteristics of the scorner, I don't want you to say that tonight. I don't want you to say, well, man, I tick all the boxes of what a scorner is. Well, that's just who I am. I'm just going to remain a scorner. That's not the purpose of this. We shouldn't label ourselves as we go through these. Also, we shouldn't use this to try to find fault in other people. Oh, brother so-and-so, he's that one. James, I know he's that one of those characters, right? I know. Michael, yeah, that's you. That's you. You better check yourself. No, I don't want you to think that way. As we go through each point, don't say, well, so-and-so is that and that. But I want this for our own introspection. Okay, it's the process of examining one's own conscious thoughts, okay, feeling and mental states. We got to look into our own lives and look at what we need to figure out for ourselves. If perhaps we see a characteristic of this, we may not even know it. We may not even know it, and that's why we look through Scripture to see, to reflect what we are, who we are, and try to make a change for it. Okay. And so for anyone who is any form of leadership tonight, you have influence on our young people, I would like for you to listen to these characteristics and see if you exhibit any of these characteristics and work on not being these, okay? And these are not characteristics of the prudent or the wise, which we all need to strive to be. Young people, listen. Listen to these characteristics and ask yourself, am I letting people with these characteristics influence me, influence my life? Are the friends that I have, do they exhibit these characteristics? Maybe I ought to look back and think about who my friends are. Are the people that I quote-unquote idolize, I put up on a pedestal, they're my heroes, are they perhaps scorners, okay? And so let's dive into it real quickly. I'll pray, and then we'll get started. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would be in our midst. I pray, Lord, that you would fill me with your Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would just use me as a voice. I pray, Lord, that you would just cause us to learn as we look into your Word. I pray that it would illuminate our minds and our hearts. Help us, Lord, to grow from this. Help us, Lord, to look at our own lives and think of things that perhaps we need to take care of, things that we need to work on. And I ask that you would just bless this message, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, according to the Strong's Concordance, the word scorner comes from the Hebrew word lutz, okay, lutz. It means to make mouths at, or to scoff. It also means to mock, and that's what it is in the Hebrew. There's another definition as well in terms of speech of a foreign language, but
when we're dealing with the book of Proverbs, it's going to mainly deal with this kind of scorner, one who mocks, who scoffs, or who makes mouths at. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines it as this: one that scorns, a contemner, a despiser, a scoffer, a derider. In scripture, one who scoffs at religion, its ordinances and teachers, and who makes a mock of sin and the judgments and threatenings of God against sinners. Now, we're going to look at scriptures and see some characteristics of a scorner. The first character of a scorner, of course, is he is a mocker. He is a mocker. We're going to look at Proverbs 1:22. You know, the scorner, he makes fun of truth. He doesn't like truth. He makes fun of it. He makes fun of righteousness. He makes fun of corrections. Proverbs 1:22 says, "How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge." We know that the word scorn, what scorners mean there, but the word scorning, there comes from the Hebrew word latson. Okay, latson, latsof. Anyway. Thank you for laughing. I feel like it's a consolation laugh, but I'll take it, okay? Anyway, it means scorning or bragging, okay? It also means frivolous contempt for what is good and upright, basically mocking. Somebody who is a scorner is a mocker at truth and righteousness. Here are some examples what a scorner might say, and perhaps you probably heard some of these. And maybe you've heard yourself say some of these, and these are just some examples. They might say, "Oh, here we go again. What, that Bible stuff? You actually believe that? Who's ever heard of that?" I've heard people say that. Here's another one they might say: "You think waiting until marriage is realistic? That's so outdated. They're so old school." Anybody heard of that? All right. Here's another one they might say: "I don't need someone preaching to me about what's right or wrong. I don't need that. Church people are just hypocrites pretending to be perfect." Who's ever heard that one before? I've heard that. Here's another one: "It's just a little lie. Everyone does it. Stop being so holy. Stop being so holy." Perhaps we catch ourselves in having this character that at times when we hear the truth, we hear pastor preach, we hear a Sunday school, a life group teacher teach, and we say, that's dumb. Even after hearing it from God's word, we think, not for me, that's stupid. And we make mock at the things that are righteous, okay? So the first characteristic is the scorner is a mocker. The second characteristic is a mocker is proud. We're going to look at Proverbs 21:24. A mocker is proud. The scorner is arrogant, self-sufficient, and unteachable. Proverbs 21:24 says, "Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath." The word haughty there means proud and haughty, but it also means arrogant. The scorner is proud and arrogant. Here's some things that they might say: "I don't need anyone telling me what to do. I've got it all figured out." Usually folks who know everything, right? Who knows people that know everything? All right, just the young people. "I've got it all figured out." Here's another one: "I make my own rules. I don't answer to anyone. Who are you?" Right? Here's another one: "You think you're smarter than me just because you read your Bible?" I've heard that before from unsaved people. "I built my own life. God didn't help me. Not giving God the glory." I've met people at the door at that. Nice big houses. "I did all this on my own." Here's another one: "Why should I listen to you? You're no better than I am." They're proud. They think they know everything. They're unteachable. They're self-sufficient. The scorner, secondly, is proud. Here's the next trait. The scorner hates correction. We're going to look at Proverbs 9:8 and Proverbs 13:1. The scorner rejects rebuke and instruction. I've seen that this many times, just anywhere really, and mostly in classrooms. When a kid gets yelled at and he's told to go sit in the corner, right? He hates being corrected. I remember back in the day when public school teachers used to be able to whoop kids with a meter ruler. Do you remember that? In year three, I remember, I won't say his name, But I know it. And in year three, he got a lot of whooping in the bag. We used to have these bag closets, right? Man, we'd hear that whoop. Those were the days. But he hates correction. Not saying I'm for it. Not saying I'm not. Anyway, character trait three, hates correction. Proverbs 9:8 says this, "Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee." Proverbs 13:1, "A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke." You know, when you rebuke or you correct a scorner, he hates it. He hates it. And he'll hate you for it even. He doesn't want to listen to rebuke. Some things that he might say, "Who are you to judge me? Who do you think you are?" Yeah. "Don't tell me how to live my life. I don't need advice. Mind your own business. You're just jealous because I do things my way. Every time someone criticizes me, it's because they don't understand. They hate correction. They don't like being told off. They don't like being corrected for something that perhaps may be helpful to them. They hate it. They know everything, and so they hate being corrected because they know everything, right? And so the scorner hates correction. All right, next trait. We've only got about 100 of these. Character trait number next. They are unteachable. The scorner is unteachable. We're going to look at Proverbs 14:6. The scorner is unteachable. The scorner cannot gain true wisdom. Proverbs 14:6 says, "A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not. But knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth." See, the scorner doesn't like to be taught. After all, he knows everything. Okay, he's 13 years old and he knows everything. I've got a couple of those on the bus that I, anyway. And so, oh, okay. I love it. But they're unteachable. The scorner doesn't like to be taught, so he tries to look for knowledge and truth on his own and can't find it. Well, I don't have to listen to someone, so I can figure it out for myself. Things they might say, well, I've watched a few videos online. I know how it all works, okay? Mr. Sparky, look, Brother Danny, I know everything about electricals, okay? I don't need your help. It's online, okay? I saw it on some, on a meme, actually, and it taught me everything, you know? I already know enough. I don't need to learn more. Here's another one. That's your opinion. Truth is whatever I make it. Okay? That's your opinion. Keep it for yourself. Why bother reading the Bible? It's just old stories. It's irrelevant. I'll figure life out on my own. Thanks. I've got it all figured out. It's hard to teach a scorner because they know everything. They are unteachable. The scorner is unteachable. All right. Next. Next character trait is a scorner is influential in a bad way. They're influential in a bad way. We're going to look at Proverbs 19:25 and Proverbs 21:11. The scorner causes others, especially the simple, to stumble or to fear. Remember, we talked about the guides. The prudent guides a simple one to wisdom, whereas the scorner guides the simple one to folly or to the foolish, okay? And a scorner is influential in a bad way. Proverbs 19:25 says, "Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." Proverbs 21:11 says, "When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise. And when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge." The scorner is influential in what he does, and if he's left unpunished, then he could influence the simple. It could influence the simple. It's very important that we put the scorner in his place. Otherwise, the simple won't learn from it if we don't. However, if you punish the scorner, then the simple will adversely learn from it and is made wise. It's very, very important. You've got a scorner in your business, in your workplace, undermining you or as a teacher or as any form of leadership. You've got to address that. You're going to make sure that the simple aren't watching and are being influenced the same way and think, well, you know what? I can do the same thing. I can stand up to the teacher and tell him, give him a piece of my mind. I tell you what, yeah. No, you've got to deal with it. You've got to rebuke that scorner. Some things that they might say. Here, don't listen to your parents. They're stuck in the past. They're so Gen X. They're boomers. Or don't be smart. Some of you teenagers, your smiling betrays you, okay? You're not really going to believe that preacher, are you? Pff, he's so old. I forgot how old you are, Pastor, but I know how old you are, but I'm not going to say. Come on, don't be boring. Everyone's doing it. Let's all do it. Everyone's doing it. Let's go. Right? You'll look weak if you back out now. Come on, I double dog dare you, right? Why follow God when you can live however you want? After all, he's not real. Some things that a scorner might say. They're influential, but in a bad way. The scorner is influential. All right, we're moving along. Next characteristic of a scorner. He brings conflict. The scorner brings conflict. We're going to be looking at Proverbs 22:10. The scorner causes strife and reproach. And you can tell when they're in a setting that they are one that causes strife and reproach. In Proverbs 22:10, it says, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. I'm a big believer, and as we see the characteristics of a scorner, he's someone who's unteachable. He's there to just cause trouble. He's one there to undermine leadership. He's there to see things fall apart. He's there to lead people astray. I believe in any setting, in a church setting or in a company setting, and that needs to be dealt with. And here's some things that they might say. I just like it like it is. If people can't handle it, that's their problem. It's just me. I love stirring things up. Keeps people honest. Amen. Here's another thing they might say. They started it. I just finished it. Notice I get really, really Aussie when I say these things. I don't mean to. Why should I apologize? I didn't do anything wrong. Here's another one. Everyone else is too sensitive these days. Ah, they're too sensitive. Just causing strife. Just causing contention. They like conflict. They don't care too much to change their own whatever they're doing. They just like conflict. The scorner brings conflict. All right, last one, guys, last one. We say all these, all the characteristics, but at the end of the day, the scorner will be judged by God. The scorner will be judged by God. We're going to look at Proverbs 19:29. The scorner is or will be subject to divine and earthly punishment. You know, sometimes it's hard to see a scorner get his way and make a mockery and make destruction in certain places. But you know, at the end of the day, we leave things to God. He will take care of it. In Proverbs 19:29, it says, judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Eventually, they'll be judged by God. They won't get away with it. Here's some things that a scorner might say. If God's real, he can strike me down right now. Here's another one. I'm not afraid of judgment. I'll deal with it when it comes. I've heard some of that at the door. I'll be fine if God's real. It's fine. Been all right. She'll be right. Still alive. Be all right. I'll take my chances. I don't believe in hell anyway. Take my chances. Nothing's bad's happened to me yet, so I must be doing fine. God's not going to do anything. He's just all talk. Those are some things that a scorner might say. But at the end of the day, as scorners think that they get away with things over and over, God will judge them eventually. If not now, later. And so here are some characteristics just in review, and then Look at that, record time. The scorner is, first of all, a mocker. He mocks at things. He hates truth. He makes fun of it. A scorner is proud. He's arrogant, okay? Boastful. A scorner hates correction. We can't correct or rebuke him because he hates it. A scorner is unteachable. Well, he knows everything, so what is there left to teach him? A scorner is influential in a bad way. It's very important that we rebuke them in front of the simple ones so they may learn in wisdom before they start heading that way. He is influential. The scorner brings conflict. And lastly, the scorner is or will be judged by God. So as we went through that list, maybe perhaps we don't know, and we'll go into more detail as we go further along, but perhaps some of those things we think, wait a minute, that kind of sounds like me a little bit. Maybe that'd be something that we can change, especially when we're around people that we're influencing. Parents, be careful what we say in the car and in front of the kids, because we are teaching them something. We make fun and mockery of the Word of God. We make fun of leadership. We make fun of those who are supposed to be influencing our younger people. Then we're taking away the hope that our young people have in getting influenced by prudent people to be the wise, to make wise choices. We've got to be careful. So as we go through this, look in our own lives and think about what sort of characteristics. These aren't characteristics of the prudent. These are characteristics of the scorner, and think, what can I work in my life? And young people, ask yourself, the people that I hang around with, do they exhibit these characteristics? Because I might have to question who my friends are and those who I allow to influence my life, okay? Let's pray, and then I'll call on Brother Joel. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your word. It is quick and powerful. Sometimes, Lord, it does convict. It does to me. And Lord, a lot of these verses are confronting in our lives. And perhaps we've caused damage, Lord, even in the young people's lives by perhaps doing some of these things. But Lord, we know that we can help make a change in our lives for the better. If we are to influence the next generation, Lord, help us to work at being prudent, and help us work at trying not to be a scorner or a fool. And I pray that you'd bless every one of us, whether we influence people or are influenced. We're all influenced by people and by others. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to cause us to grow as a church, Lord. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.